Good morning, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. Happy Monday. I hope you had a great weekend. We spent most of the weekend inside because we're in the middle of quite a cold snap. It's supposed to dip below zero just about every day this week. If we need to go outside, we have to bundle up in so many layers that you feel like you can barely bend your elbows and knees. The one silver lining for me when it's this cold is we have a fire going in the fireplace pretty much all day. I love the warmth, the crackle, the smell, the glow. It's one of those simple pleasures for me that we talked about last week. Another hallmark from this weekend were the repeated shouts of "Daddy!" from my 2-year-old son. He started to play a bit more independently, but anytime something doesn't go right, the hill on the wooden train track falls down, or the Duplo fire truck comes apart when he crashes it into the side of the couch, he calls out for me. He also loves to play an inside version of catch where we roll a foam softball back and forth. When he decides it's time, whether I'm free or not, he grabs his little glove and the ball, heads to the end of the hallway, and yells my name until I come over. This week, we're going to be exploring the practice of prayer. And did you know that the first step in prayer isn't saying something like, "Dear God"? Praying isn't just saying words into the air, hoping they go somewhere. When we pray, we talk to God like God is there with us and will hear us, just like when my son calls out for me. The word we use for this is presence. Tonight, we'll talk more about the presence of God, but let's first think about your experience with the people who live with you. How do you know when someone is home with you? Is there something you notice about them, like they're always humming, or they like to have all the lights on or some music playing in the background? Maybe you have a pet that likes to follow you around the house or comes running whenever you open the refrigerator. Share your observations with your family, and if you need more time, you can pause the podcast. I'll be right here when you get back. Now, I'll bet most of your answers were things like sights and sounds, but God's presence is different. We often recognize God's presence through feelings like hope, peace, joy, and love, or through noticing beauty in the world around us. But I did notice something interesting this weekend with my son that made me think. Most of the time when he called my name, he didn't look up. He didn't check to see if I was in the room, he wasn't concerned about whether or not I was busy with something else, and he didn't even stop what he was doing. He just called for me, trusting that I was there and would come to help. That's our goal as we grow in our faith through prayer. Learning to trust that no matter where we are, what time of day or night it is, or how we're feeling, whether we've been good lately or messing up, God is there. God does hear us, and God wants to respond with love. So here's something you can try today. When something hard happens and you feel worried or lonely, or when something great happens and you feel happy, just call out to God right then, like my son does with me, trusting God is already there with you. You don't have to be in a special place or wait for the right time. Just pray, knowing God hears you. Okay, let's practice that as we pray to close this morning. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Dear God, we thank you that you are always with us, even now at the breakfast table or in the car or wherever we happen to be. You're present with us because you love us. Thank you that you're always ready to listen when we pray. Amen. Okay, Grace Harbor, have a great Monday, and I'll talk to you tonight.